This show is paid for by Thump Local LLC. The views expressed by the following program are those of the sponsor and are not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.
Everybody out there in the land that you are in, and thank you for listening to us. We are Thump Local. We are untangling the web of digital marketing, as we always are, Sunday night at 9:30 here.
Good evening, Derek.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Ron Wilpon, Mr. RH Factor, Rich Healy.
What's up, Ronald?
I got this message from my phone today. It said...
Don't forget it's Mother's Day. Call your mother.
Oh. Message from my phone.
It's very nice and proper.
So, it's Mother's Day.
It's like this. There was the super nanny, I think, that left him that message.
So, before you guys start, I want to wish
what
my...
What was it, Mrs. Doubtfire?
My mother, Pesella. Don't ask me about her name. P-S-E-L-A. My mom, happy Mother's Day. My mother-in-law, Ellie. My wife, Shari. And my daughter, who's celebrating her first Mother's Day,
wow.
Elise, out in San Francisco. Happy Mother's Day. You all are a bunch of mothers to me.
Happy Mother's Day, indeed. And if I may, I'd like to say a big, big happy Mother's Day to my mom, Rose.
Happy birthday, Rose. Did I say happy birthday?
It's a little late, but I'm sure she'll appreciate it either way.
She won't even know. My father would know right now.
But no, my mom will certainly know, but happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to my wife, Dina. And though the listening audience obviously knows that she does indeed hate me, she is still a great mother and doing a great job. So happy Mother's Day to you. And I want to also say happy Mother's Day to my mother-in-law, Carmen, over in Germany.
Isn't Carmen a man's name?
Not in this case.
Okay.
But thanks for asking. And I will say happy Muda's Day. I think that's how they say Muda. Muda in German? Yes?
Rich, how do you say mother in German?
Mother in German.
Hey, there you go. So happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to my other mother-in-law, Doreen, who's down in Florida. And, you know, happy Mother's Day finally also to my sister-in-law, Castine, who is a great mom indeed as well, and all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. We are so thankful and appreciative.
Okay, we're out of time for the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night from Thump Local. Andrew Weber, who is, you know, quietly in the corner, hopped up on caffeine, may want to say something as well.
Yeah, it's great to be here tonight. Happy Mother's Day. Just want to make a shout out to my wife, my lovely wife, Emily. Happy Mother's Day to you. To putting up with myself and the kids and my mother, Renee, who is actually coming home soon from her rehabilitation stint over there in Glen Cove Rehabilitation Center, and my mother-in-law, Anna, who also just came home from her rehabilitation center.
Party.
Big party. She will be actually 89 years old soon.
You got to hire a full-time physical therapist.
So we're really happy to have her home. And my sister-in-law, Gloria, and Anna, and my aunt, Gloria, and it goes on. And it's just really good to be here today, and looking forward to a great show.
And the RH Factor.
Wow.
Of course.
I have to thank the manufacturer of the RH Factor.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day. Marianne, thank you very much. Mom.
U.S. made?
That's U.S. made, absolutely. Made in Brooklyn, baby.
Shirt,
made in Brooklyn, baby.
Of great shirt.
My wife, Alicia, my mother-in-law, Sally, my mother-in-law, Adrian, and my sister-in-law, Corinne, who is a first-time mom as well, down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and my sister-in-law, Maritza, my brother-in-law, Johnny, sweetheart. Happy Mother's Day, girls, and hope you guys have a great day. That's it for the mothers. Are we done with our mothers?
No, never.
Well, for right now.
Okay.
She's not a mother.
Oh, Lexi, did you want to wish someone a happy Mother's Day out there, since it is Mother's Day?
Just,
Lexi.
Shout out to my mom. Happy Mother's Day. And my grandma, my other grandma. Happy Mother's Day.
All right, there we go. We got Lexi on there.
Happy Mother's Day to Lexi's mother.
Absolutely.
And her grandmothers.
And my aunts.
And her aunts and all of her, the rest of her lady peeps.
All the mothers happy. And her mother.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, right. Derek, let me ask you a question.
You're going to put me on the spot.
The
here.
First show that we had. Right? Is this a exactly
this is,
a year?
This is basically the anniversary show.
This is our one year anniversary. A year has come, and a year has gone,
and so much cool stuff has happened here.
It was Mother's Day when we started. Yeah,
Mother's Day.
This crazy journey that we were on
went like this so fast. So much has happened over the past 12 months.
It has.
Oh, so we're really
and without our mothers, we wouldn't be here.
This is true.
Very true.
I'm just saying.
And the listening audience would be very happy, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe I got that wrong.
I think
they like listening to this?
They love it. Are you kidding me?
Okay, good.
As a matter of fact, if they're on 770 right now, they have no choice.
That's true.
That's all it's on.
Look, it's been a very interesting year for us here on the radio. We've heard from a ton of listeners, emails, calls. It's been exciting, actually.
Yeah, a lot of good feedback.
A lot of things that have been gone very well for us from this opportunity on the show.
Yes, I mean, it's very cool. The feedback, the callers and emails and all this other good stuff that Ron mentioned. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate that. And if you are mothers out there listening to the show, we thank you today and every day because today is Mother's Day.
Absolutely right.
Hey, Dom. What?
Me too.
And so...
Hold on a second. As in hashtag me too, or just me also?
Exactly.
Oh.
So we should talk about the mother of all listings out there, the Google My Business. No? Segway?
What's gone... No? So this is a good start. So over the last year, things have changed. Things are not the same in the internet world. Ronald, what...
Tell me more.
What do you think the biggest change to the Google My Business page has been over the last... I mean, there's not all the stuff that's gone on, but one specifically, what do you think the biggest change to the Google My Business page has been over the last year?
Good question.
I only ask good questions. I mean, that's why I'm the RH Factor.
I just think that they've added a bunch of functionalities to the page, and they're getting much more activity on the page. They've included third-party information onto the page, and it's becoming much more relevant. You know, whether it's reviews, or I can text a business owner, or I can upload pictures and videos, or
GMB posts
on there. Huge. All this stuff on GMB. It's just, again, it's making Google become more and more powerful, if it's not powerful enough already.
And for those who are listening today who haven't listened to us before, that when Derek or Ron or Andrew or myself refer to a GMB is a Google My Business listing. It's your business listing, which is on the right rail of Google. So if you type the name of your business in on the right-hand side, you'll see basically maybe like a picture of the front of your place and a little bit of information, name, rank, and serial number, and that is your Google My Business page or GMB.
They call that also the knowledge card, but it's all, like Rich was saying, it's all generated by the GMB information.
Right, and I think what amazes us sometimes is you have lots of companies out there that don't even verify that page yet. You know, they just don't even know that it's something that they need to actually build out, get a postcard. Basically, you get a pin, right, from Google that sends you a verification postcard. And without that postcard, you have no control over, you know, what information gets on there. And a lot of times we find companies that have been around for a long time that maybe are busy. They don't even notice it, or they're just not paying attention to it, and they're actually losing lots of potential lookups.
I would say build that page and make it hum, maybe even before you build out fully your website. I mean, a lot of times that Google My Business listing, that could be the end-all be-all for the shopper. They may go no further than that.
Yeah, they see great reviews and they see a nice picture of the place, or, you know, maybe a nice plate of food or something
like
that.
Videos you can have in there now. Yeah. Obviously, click to call. you know, a lot of people still want to go to your website and discover more about you and learn more about you before they pick up the phone. But there's a number of people, right? I'm sure some people in this room have called businesses just off of the Google My Business listing or the knowledge card that pops up.
I don't know about you guys, but the one thing that blows me away about that Google My Business page that we found out and we've seen over the last year is the activity that each one of those pages generates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be somebody clicking for driving directions or somebody just doing a direct click to call or somebody checking out their website. There's yep. so much information on there that somebody could, and now there obviously there's messaging involved so that you could actually message a potential business if the messaging feature is activated by the business. So it's wild to see. I'm like, hey, you know, how many people could possibly, and we'll see our clients in a 30-day snapshot of those things. And it's like, holy, like, you know, yeah. maybe if, you know, 76 people clicked, you know, directions to this place, not every one of those people drove there. But you know what? Why am I clicking directions to a place that I'm not driving to? I don't know.
And we help you track all that information at Thump Local. But on that note, the cool thing about that Google My Business listing, so obviously you want it built out, but you also want it to come up in more searches. And we offer a service called Power Listings, where essentially we claim and build out your listing information on all the top online directories and search engines out there. By doing this with us, we found out there's a recent study that was done. Your Google My Business listing, as a result of all these other directories being properly built out, is going to increase by 49% more views. You're going to get more views because Google is looking at the relevance of your business based on the built-out listings from all these relevant and you know, good sources of information, and actually, therefore, then serving up your Google My Business listing in more searches for more, you know, key phrases and more relevant search results. And so 49% more views to your Google My Business listing will occur based on this study. When you have the power listing. So definitely focus on your Google My Business listing. We can help you build it out, but let us help you build out all the other listings because it's like a synergy that will elevate the Google My Business listing.
And I just want to add one thing to the GMB listings because it's really important, and I will tell you that I hardly ever see it, is that they have functionality now on the GMBs where you could actually customize posts. Right. Or you could add events. So if you go to your business, you could see, you know, special sales or you could see special events or offers. And I will tell you, 99 out of 100 companies don't do this. They don't even know that it exists. But it really gives our clients an edge because ultimately that's what we're here to do is give you guys an edge. And having, you know, relevant reviews and having these posts, these customized posts. And also, we never spoke about that you could add videos now to your GMB listing. So not only are there images, but you could actually have a live video on your GMB
page. You never
said
that, right, Ron? Not even Ron Wolpon said that, right?
So there's all sorts of great things. Give us a call at Thump Local. We'll set you up. We'll customize some posts. And I will tell you, and I will challenge the listening audience out there right
Ooh,
now.
A challenge.
Try to find
throwing down the gauntlet
another company, one of your competitors, that has a customized post on your GMB page, on their GMB page. I challenge anyone out there to go online and try to find
that. A Thump Local client, they might find that because we are actively doing GMB posts for those companies that are, you know, seeing opportunity and blazing the trails out there. But like Andrew said, really the high majority are not doing it. So it is a way to get an edge. Oh, and we have great writers in our office as we speak. Well, maybe not as we speak. It's Sunday night at 9:30 here, but maybe. But that are, you know, writing and putting good posts on Google and what I like to call feeding the Google. You got to feed the Google, people.
Yeah, absolutely. Those posts are crucial. And, you know, so many other great things emanate from your GMB listings and your power listings.
Yep.
So definitely give us a call and we can help you out with that.
What's the number, Mr. Wolpon?
516-796-0009.
0009-er.
If you call now, please leave a message. Otherwise, try us tomorrow morning, and we'll be bright and bushy-tailed.
Or email us at radio@thumplocal.com, or check us out on Facebook, Thump Local LLC, More importantly, check out the RH Factor. He's
at
all
his
over.
House in Staten Island.
You could just knock on his door? Really? I don't know if he'd appreciate that.
Not a big deal to me, but like my
about an hour or so. Your dog will rip her.
Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful of going anywhere near that house. But definitely reach out to us, radio@thumplocal.com. We can help you whether it's with your website, business video, listings, search engine marketing, all that good stuff, and reviews, of course, we talk about all the time on the show, helping you get more of them and spreading the good feedback. 516-796-0009. There we go. So with that, I think we should actually take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now, 718-710-9982, or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982, or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work. Instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Boss Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Boss Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbossshirt.com today and customize your shirt.
And we are back. Yes, indeed. High Bar Shirt.
That place was phenomenal. When we walked through that factory and just saw a sea of people, you know, putting together these shirts, having pride in their workmanship. They've been doing this for two generations.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
We love High Bar Shirt. And you know, if you're out there listening and you're like, you know what, I don't love the way my shirt is fitting. And I feel like, you know what, I would do and feel a lot better if I had a higher quality shirt on, but you're afraid that you're going to spend, like, you know, $300 on getting a customized shirt. You won't. And the better part is you're actually going to get the shirt that's made in the USA, and it's high quality and it's affordable. And if you think it's all too good to be true, just go to highbarshirt.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally man-made. When they were fitting us, my one arm was like 8 inches longer than the other arm.
Yeah, I know.
And my back is like crooked. And
well,
like,
the nice thing is you don't even need to be fitted. There's none. You go to the website, you pop in a few measurements, customize it a little bit. It's really easy and painless and really affordable.
And listen, they're going to make you look great.
You want to look like the RH Factor.
You want to look like the RH Factor? Come on.
Highbarshirt.com.
You know what? Just to walking through that place, the pride. It's like, yeah. I felt like I was walking through the pride of America, really.
It is. And, you know, you should, if you're going to get that quality shirt and you're going to look good, why not have it be, you know, a shirt that supports this great country that you live in, right?
I'm down for that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we love it. So check them out, highbarshirt.com. Did I say highbarshirt.com? Did I mention that?
High Bar Shirt.
High Bar, like HIGHBARSHIRT.com. Like that?
It's a good thing he said R.
High Bar. That's like New England, right?
It's like, hey, the R in shirt, but it's okay.
Let's go to highbarshirt.com. Get yourself some shirts. Hey, my mom's from Maine, so.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Know.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, she's in New England.
Let's just talk about the video contest.
All right. Oh, yeah, the video contest. So yeah, we're doing another video contest. Actually, Highbar is also doing a video contest. I hate to keep talking about Highbar all the time, but we're excited. Highbar is doing a video contest where people are going to make videos about shirts and win big cash prizes. But also Thump Local is doing
second annual
video contest for all you up and coming filmmakers out there, or people that just like making videos, whether they're serious
filmographers,
sad videos, happy, funny,
music,
all kinds of music. We had the rap one. We want to see whatever your artistic, wherever your artistic heart leads you, talking about Thump Local in some way and the great digital marketing that we do, incorporating our logo. If you want the actual details on how do you enter, go to Thump Local LLC on Facebook. We're going to keep posting about it, and there's going to be some cash prizes. I think it's like $500 for the first prize, $300 for the second, $200 for the third, and for the fourth, a thank you email. And we really appreciated that. And fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and so on will also get the same.
Wow.
Yes. And they'll be handwritten. You know, which
handwritten.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah,
on an email. And probably copy and paste it. But hey, no, we were, you know, really overjoyed and delighted and just amazed, all those things about all the video entries, even the ones that didn't win last year. The people that took their time and the energy and thought about it and made some really amazing things. But a lot of people vote on it, you know, in our company. So the ones that, you know, maybe we voted on didn't even win or whatever, but everybody just, they were phenomenal.
They were all winners.
They were all winners in our book.
And we have a very scientific voting process that we go through.
There's no little pieces of paper throwing into a hat.
No.
Or is there? I don't know.
And you know, the creation.
No, we'd never throw them into a hat. We put them in brown paper bags.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes, and the creativity that went into some of those videos are pretty cool. I mean, we had like some rapper who was who did a video that was pretty, you know, unique.
We aired that on the show last week. I know you weren't in, or maybe it was it 2 weeks ago?
Maybe 2 weeks
ago. No, it was last week, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and we aired our rap song.
Like I said, time flies.
Yes.
Which I think, you know, I heard that, you know, Ron's wife was just loving, and I think she was trying to download it on iTunes or something, but... Am I right in that, or did I dream that?
If we play it again, she will never listen again.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was a little off on that. But yeah, so it's out there.
Yeah.
You know, and Jose Pizarro from Brooklyn, I believe.
Is that where he's from?
He won last year, number one.
Wow.
Yeah, funny, funny video. Check that out on YouTube. I think it's called Pointing Finger, Thump Local, something like that. Or check it out on our Facebook page. Really well done and funny. So,
and I got to mention our good friend, because I was with him during the week last week, Eric Aramita from Lover to List It. His new show is, the new season is on. So if you haven't seen the show Lover to List It on HGTV, check that out. You do love it. Jess, you love it, right? He's coming back. We're trying to get him back because his schedule is packed, but he'd love to come back with us in June.
Awesome.
And come on the show. We had a good time with him. And
such a cool guy.
He's a great guy. And the show is really cool.
Those shows are addicting. You know, you just sit there and you just watch like one after another.
Yes. So he's pretty cool. He's excited and looking forward to coming back. So
love it.
Check him out. Yeah.
I keep looking at Ron, like, you know, for the reaction, and I'm not getting it.
You don't watch. You like the show. You told me you like the show.
Yeah, I do. I love the show. Eric, right? From Love It or List It. HGTV?
This guy's a character.
Oh, wow.
You talk about a character.
Well,
I've been watching that stuff for years. I used to watch This Old House before you guys were itches in your parents'
Bob Vila, yeah, of course, man.
Bob Vila, oh my God.
Right?
I actually go way back. There was a show called Victory Garden.
Okay.
That I still think is back on PBS.
Victory Garden.
Victory Garden. And
is that black and white or...
No, it wasn't black and white, but it's from New England, and this guy talking about plants and landscaping and even growing vegetables and then making food.
Very exciting stuff.
It was great. I loved it. But I've been watching that stuff for a long time before there was an HGTV.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're kind of like the original
but we
HGTV
love Eric.
Watcher.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm glad we went to you for that. All right. So, yes, what are we leaving the audience with tonight on our 1 year anniversary here at Thump Local?
You know,
I'm, on the radio, I should say.
Yeah, I remember that movie Network, and you had that guy Albert Finney, and he got up and said, "I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore."
Of course,
get up, get out of your chairs, open the window, and scream as loud as possible. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. Remember that guy?
Did
you see the movie?
That's a very famous.
I don't remember any of the movie, but that.
I want people to get up, get out of their chair. Go over to the window.
Should we do this
Besides
now?
Saying Happy Mother's Day to their mothers, say, I need reviews. Go out there and ask your clients for reviews.
Wait, maybe they should wait till tomorrow morning because it's Mother's Day. You know,
they
you
can
wanna,
wait
like,
for tomorrow
upset
morning.
Everybody.
Or if they're yelling this stuff anything, at the person, if they're driving and they roll down the window
and, people
and they
like
scream
to,
at people.
It'd be awesome. Leave them with the whole thought of... reviews, basic stuff. We talked today about basic stuff. GMBs and listings and reviews are basic stuff online that if you don't take care of that online, your competitors will beat you to the next new customer, new patient, new client.
It's time for you to wake up and take some action. Is that what you're trying to get out here?
Just go get it. Yeah, leave them with the thought of, I need to cover myself online. Go get some reviews.
First step is call Thump Local.
And call us. Don't yell at us on the phone.
You can yell. We'll know that you're a big listener of the show if you're yelling. So 516-796-0009. Be sure to check out thumplocal.net and check out the kind of work that we do. And we've been talking a lot about the Google My Business listings. Check out our Google My Business listings. Read the reviews. Check out what we do. Just Google us. We're Thump Local. THUMP Local. And yeah, we can help you really quickly start to get more reviews on Google, Facebook, spread them around the internet. We can clean up your listings, help you build out your website or improve your website if that's all that's needed, and get you coming up on the top of search results for the keywords that you should be coming up for. We can do all this stuff, and we can do it pretty quick. And very well, if I do say so myself.
That's what our clients tell us.
Yes, they do. And you could read for yourself on Google. So I'm not sure where we're at on time. Are we have 1 minute? 30. All right, so...
Rich is going to sing a song for us.
This is also like a Happy Mother's
Give
Day song?
Give us something, anything, some Italian
happy
like...
Happy Mother's Day.
No.
No. Come on.
Oh, wait. I thought you were going to do impressions. Didn't we talk about you going to do some impressions of, I think it was Fat Bastard or something?
Fat Bastard.
Happy Mother's Day for everybody.
That's what I got so far for today.
I don't know. This is ending on a sour note. I was trying to get some high energy there.
Oh, okay.
Screaming and hollering, and you're like talking like a little wuss.
Like what? This guy thinks I'm pulling stuff out of the hat here.
You do. Well,
out of your arse.
He's pushing you.
Pushing.
That's it, huh?
That's all I got for today, man.
You too?
I just want to wish all the mothers out there a happy
Mother's
Day.
Which guy's going back to Mother's Day?
And, you know, I...
Enough
know.
With the... It's almost...
Thank you, Mom, Renee. You're a wonderful woman.
By the time he's done with this, it's going to be Father's Day.
All right. Happy Mother's Day from Thump Local.
Yeah, have
good
a good night,
everybody.
Bye. Yeah.
This program was sponsored by Thump Local LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.